Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. You know when I'm wearing the Ravens gear here, that things are sharp. And, you know, I got to apologize to Edwin Mulitalo. I still have a Bengals B on. I had Marvin Lewis on. I didn't have time to change out of this. I'm telling everybody it's a Baltimore Oriole B, and nobody needs to see that. But I am wearing the Ravens Super Bowl 35 gear, and... Man, I love all of you guys individually, collectively. I fist bump you. I see you when you're doing broadcast on my competitors or signing autographs or coming back or coaching football. But, man, there's something about these 10s and 15s and now a 20, bro, that we got to get together, especially when we can't get together and, like, drink and eat a steak and drink for wine and be stupid. But yep. How are you, Ed Mulitalo? It's always good to see you, my friend.
Doing good, doing good. I'm over here coaching in Southern Virginia University, still down here, the head coach at down here in a little town called Buena Vista, Virginia. So it's nice and chilly outside. I mean, we did have that storm come through yesterday, but I heard there's another one coming through later on this week. But, you know, enjoying football. I tweeted out there, I said, hey, after football, after the Super Bowl is over, give me 3 weeks, and we'll get football back to you. Because we start football up again here at Southern Virginia University with the ODAC Conference. Our first home opener is February 27th against Hampton City. So football, you know, usually you have that drought, got 9 months, or you wait till the draft. But we're still going to have football down here, Division III ball. So
I mean, social distancing, masking, Zooming, obviously. I mean, I've had Marvin Lewis on out at Arizona. I've had Jack Del Rio on down at Redskin Park. I mean, people involved in the game. I mean, you know, Coach Billy talking about it. And then other guys like Mike Smith, just like, nah, you know, I'm up on a mountain right now. I'm not worried about all that, you know? But if you're in it right now and you care, and this would go for anyone with a child that plays any kind of ball, boy, girl, you know, young, old, whatever, having it taken away. Eddie, I mean, this is something when we were kids, we heard about the plague. It just wasn't coming to get my, you know, didn't get my tennis season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things you just hope never happens. And now that we're in it again, I want to get out of it as soon as we can, you know, and get back to some normalcy. But man, yeah, we're practicing, you know, we're practicing social distancing, football practice, whatever, however it goes. But and for me right now, that's good enough, you know. And I'm just excited to be moving forward.
Well, man, when they say, who's your coach? And they're like, Edwin Mulitalo. Okay, who's that guy? And they say Super Bowl champion, Edwin Mulitalo, right? So, like, I've had fun with this, and I've been holding these pictures up. Yeah, here's Coach, and this is from, you know, 2 years ago. I think last time I saw you, we got together when Coach was going in the ring. But more than that, I found all these old pictures, you know, that there's David walking out with the trophy, and I found all these old videos. I want to share some old pictures of you and me that I found as well before this is over with. But, you know, I want you to go back into the place in time, because I'm sure people ask you, and you know, you got kids now who, you know, only know it through videotape. And Flynn finally found the parade video 19 and a half years later. He sent it to me in June. You're going to see it for the first time in a couple of minutes. It's going to make you cry, because it did me the first time I saw it. But for you, 20 years later, give me a little thought about what comes to your mind when you think of that whole place in time, the first images in your mind.
Yeah, you know, because we won the Super Bowl game and we went through that whole thing, this is actually the only time I really truly miss football, you know, NFL. You know, I'll always miss the guys and whatever, but when the AFC Championship game is won, and that you see that confetti, they start talking that we're going to the Super Bowl, seeing Brady talk to his son about going to the Super Bowl again for the 10th time. But when I see all those, that gets everything, that gets all the juices moving again. And this is when I truly miss football. And then to have it in Tampa Bay this year, you know, oh, how sweet would it have been if if our birds were going back, you know? So I think about Tampa Bay this time of the year, and now that the Super Bowl is going to be there, it those are sweet memories. You know?
Well, I tell you what, I got some sweet memories here, man. I'm sharing some picks for you, Eddie. You know, you and me getting together back in the day with the ukulele over at the barn. We look like we're dressed for Tampa. I'm actually wearing the Tampa Super Bowl logo shirt. If you see in there, you can see the logos a little bit. And you know, I have found a couple others here. There's another one for you there. So, you know, back in the day, I guess for the players and that locker room and that little place, and I held this picture up of, you can see the facility in it if you look up here.
That's the old facility,
too. Yeah, I mean, hot tubs inside of, you know, racquetball courts. I mean, literally, it was a little bit of Bad News Bears in it, right, when you came here. You probably had a nicer facility out in Arizona, right?
No, I did, and it was that feeling. I remember when I walked into the locker room. I was so excited to see the helmet, you know, and those kind of things. But then after I saw the helmet and they showed me our locker, I was like, well, this is it, you know. I guess we went to the hot tub, and the hot tub was in a corner, you know, and it was kind of deep. In the way back in the corner, like what else is back there? You know,
it was like major league.
Exactly, and I forgot who was it. Is it Eric Rett? Eric Rett was back there in the hot tub. That's the first guy I saw, and he looked at me. I said, "He's like, hey, what's your name, rookie?" And I said, "Ed Mulitala." He said, "Mustafa." And I will always remember that. He always said some other name besides my own name. But yeah, those were the, you know, I feel like we were a chip off the old block, especially coming from that facility. You know, now it's I think it's whatever the what's the college there. It looks like they got it going pretty good over there now. But
I had Goose on talking about making eggs in the corner on Friday mornings. And I remember the little commissary, right?
Yeah.
And the commissary only really sat normal people, not your size. People like me, 20 normal people could sit in the commissary, like literally, right? So you guys had to like eat in like position groups.
Yeah. No, it was funny. It was kind of funny because I was wondering why I was always eating in there, and then it looked like none of the vets wanted to eat there. You know, they'd grab their stuff and go to the locker room or you know, somewhere else. And then I wanted to feel cool, and so I started doing that. You know, like let me just get my food from Manny making the eggs on the omelet maker, and then take it to my locker. But yeah, those are some tough times.
So that period of time came up 2 weeks ago because I had, and I don't even know if you know this story or not, Mike Resigliano is the famous artist. He actually drew, he's drawn all sorts of cartoon stuff, but his work is famous. He's a famous Buffalo fan. And I watched all those famous Buffalo games 30 years ago, the wide right games and all that when I was a younger guy, before the Ravens were even in the league, and I was an Oiler fan. And he went to the championship game in Oakland. That I know you got hit in the head in that game.
Yeah.
Your brothers were in the upper deck and all of your family.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can tell me how many of your family members, most of them, you were the little brother. You were the smaller one of your brothers. And Resig went into the black hole for that game. And I wore black. I remember being with Dave Rather from Mothers. I told the story about being in one of those crappy skyboxes in that Oakland Stadium. And a kid, little kid giving me the finger when Stover missed the kick. They busted the glass. The glass shattered when they were beating on the glass after we missed the kick. So, I mean, it was a rough. Come on, man. You're not East Bay. You're West Bay.
That's right.
But you know, more like where Tom Brady's from. Well, that's because I know my San Francisco. But your brothers went over and like protected the Ravens family in the black hole. He told that story 2 weeks ago. He loves to tell that story about how he had no problem rooting for the Ravens that day when Goose sat on Gannon because your brothers were protecting him. So I have to share that story with you because I know you don't remember much about that day. But Super Bowl Sunday, I think you remember most of that, right?
I do. And it was and those memories will last forever. But man, you know, we see it all the time. They show it when Jermaine, you know, ran it all the way back, and we went back and forth with those. Because to me, that was the Giants' last hope right there, you know. And when they ran it back, and then we run it back, and they're it wasn't meant to be for those guys. So as I look back at those days, I had my brothers there with me at the Super Bowl too, just in case something went down. But my brothers and my mom were there, so it was a good time.
Well, you know, great memories from 20 years ago. You still love football, right, Ed? I mean, you're coaching football. You coach football on islands, you know, with your mission and with, you know, with your faith. Yeah. And you football's done a lot for you, right? It's been, I guess you probably can't imagine your life without football, right? No, and you had a life before football.
Yeah, I did. But football has given me so much that I feel like if I can do the same for somebody else, for these young gentlemen that are coming up to the ranks, and then I feel like I'm doing my part. So, it's always been faith, family, football, and I'm excited to still be a part of it.
Man, I got a picture of you fire dancing somewhere. This is an old picture that came up. This is the night after we won a Super Bowl that you came out. And I've told everybody the reason that I was in the parade was because you promised me when you had the ukulele out, you said if we win, you were going to come and fire dance at the barn, right?
Yeah.
And like literally... So I knew you were coming to the barn, but I needed to go down to the parade. I went downtown that morning and I had no intention of riding in the parade. I wasn't dressed for it. I had caught a cold. You know what I mean? I was really tired. I had been in Tampa all week running a radio station, doing radio. Marty Bass and I sat in for Ernest Biner at the Taste of the NFL. I threw this giant Whiskey Joe's party with 5,000 people before the game. Then we win the Super Bowl. I party all night. I flew to Philadelphia. I mean, I was sick as a dog. So I get down to the parade site, and all I remember is the smell of the fumes of the gas from all of the tanks. You remember that there?
All the Hummers, yeah.
All the Hummers were gathered. And Billick, and I was trying to get you, Flynn, Spencer, Kim Herring, Kyle Richards, and my good friends on the team, the guys that had all said, I want to come and be a part of what you do after we win. Yeah. I wanted to gather because we didn't have text then, right? I mean, email. Yeah. I could call your phone, but everybody was calling your phone, right?
Yeah.
Leave a voicemail, right? I'm like, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to recruit. I was looking for you and you're like, brother, I'm there for you, man. I'll be there. What time you need me? I'm there. Okay, great. So I got Ed. Good. And I'm like, I'm leaving. And Billick's like, Billick pulls me, where are you going? I'm like, I'm leaving. He's like, you're not going on the parade. You gotta get in the parade. I'm like, coach, I'm sick as a dog. I gained weight. I got fat last week. I gotta go home. He's like, no, you're getting in there. I'm like, I hate parades. Flynn says, get up on my float, him and Spence. And you can probably tell this story better than me, that David Modell, and I'll hold him up, gave you all a gift bag. That Ozzie had to count against the cap the next year, by the way, because it was illegal. But you had a video camera. Everybody had a handheld. Yeah. And that, man, in the modern era where people are trying to overtake the government and shooting video of themselves doing it, climbing the walls of the U.S. Capitol, you know, legally, of course, I'm sure. But back in the day, nobody had that sort of, and these were really sexy little, they fit right in your hand.
That wasn't equivalent to the iPhone 12 today.
It was money.
That was
It was huge. PlayStation straight away. It was Cabbage Patch, right?
Yeah. Square.
So Flinny gives me the camera. He's like, good dude, you're a journalist. And he was doing my show, right? So he hands me the camera and I start videoing. I actually have the video of him doing my radio show for 12 minutes, right? In the morning, live radio. So 8 o'clock in the morning, pray, right? So we get down there and I get up on the float and I videotape the whole thing, right? I cry, Flynn cries, you're waving to us, Kim Herring, Dilfer, everybody's around, right?
Yeah.
So when it ends, I get on a bus with Marvin about a month later. I flew to Florida, and you remember Mike lived in Florida. He lived in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah.
So I flew down, so did Kyle Richardson. So I flew down there, and the three of us and my son went to a hockey game. We went drinking. We had some oysters. We had fun. And I was in Flynn's little beater apartment up on the 10th floor in Delray, wherever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I saw the tape. And I said, Flynn, that's the tape that I shot. Give me that, and I'll get it done. I'll get a copy. Then you didn't digitize. You made a copy in 2001.
Right.
He said, no, Dan, no. For the last 19 years, that tape was lost. I bugged his mother. I bugged his father. I bugged his wife. I bugged him. I bugged his kids. I bugged everybody to find the tape. In June, he did the show with me and he ratted me out. He did the show with me and I gave him all, because it was like part of our shtick. Yeah. For 19 years, I've given him a hard time about find the tape. Find the tape. He does a piece with me. When I'm done, he sends me a text of his hand holding the tape. He's like, I'm FedExing it. Give me your address. It's coming. So then I had to figure out how to undigitize the tape, right? Because the tape was this little weird format. Yeah, My dear friend, I want to give a free shout out to Greg Landry of Blue Rock Productions. Eddie, before I show you this, tell me what you remember about the parade, and have you seen it, and do you have a tape of any of it?
I don't have a tape of it. I don't even remember too much about it because I got a concussion after the game.
Oh, really?
Like, towards the end of the game, because I had, we didn't have concussion protocol. I probably should never play that game. But in the last 3 minutes of the game, I got a concussion, and I was kind of foggy for the next,
Look at this. So this is going to get even better, right? I mean, this is Flynn talking. I can't pipe it through.
Yeah.
Just awesome. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. That's all he kept saying. It's just awesome. It's just awesome. So this is us going down the parade route here. And this is like every single bit of it. And it was so wet that the camera got wet, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen friends of mine on this parade route. Eddie Frankovic, Joe Slivko from the barn screaming at me at one point. This is the point where I wiped the camera to try to get it clean. Yeah. And like a miracle, it just cleared up. And from that point on, something happened with the camera where it just got like miraculously clean. And all Flynn keeps saying is, this is awesome. This is awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. And then he turned the camera on me and we had a little bit of fun. And you could see how youthful and exuberant I looked there, Eddie. I told Flynn it's the greatest thing that I've ever done in my life, I think is what I told him.
We all look young, man. Like, Mike, look how young Mike looks. Jeez.
So I want to get you up onto the dais here and do a little pull away. You're in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Look at that scene, Eddie. Shoot. Look at that scene, buddy.
Yeah.
Pretty good day, right?
That is pretty sweet. Yep.
Well, look, brother, it is always great to catch up with you. Tell me about your football team and these young men that you're bringing together to play football these days and recruiting and just all of it. How does one put together a Division III football program?
It's a little crazy now. We have an abbreviated season this spring, which is good because in Division III we don't put pads on in spring. So to have a true spring ball, we have five games, four per se conference games, and then a little championship last game will be done by April. But just to play football with these guys, because these guys all came in the fall, worked their tails off knowing that there was no football for us.
So this is their reward.
Yeah. And my reward was that I actually finally played fantasy football. My first season of fantasy football with these guys, which I won. And I don't know how I won. But
so you watched a lot of football this year then, huh?
I did. I watched more football than I ever have. You know, once you start coaching, you kind of watch it here and there. But this year, I watched a lot, and it was fun, man.
How about you trying to beat that SOB Tom Brady? He's still doing it.
I know. I don't know. He's got the secret sauce somewhere. So,
are you 43 yet, Ed?
I'm past him, but I could not even think about playing when I was.
But 43. You are of the same era, all right? Yeah, I mean, you were a draft class away, two draft classes away.
I think we're drafted at the same time. I was just a little older than him because I was a mission kid. I went on my mission, so I got drafted older. He got drafted normal. So,
you did okay. You did okay coming out of Arizona, right?
It was good. It was good. Everything worked out for a reason, and I'm so thankful that I'm a Raven. I don't even drink, but I'm so pumped that I got that wine bottle. I'm going to keep it for the rest of my life.
Send it over here, man. I'll drink and fill it with some grape juice or something.
That's what I was thinking. I told my wife, I was like, who should I send it? I'll just send it, then make sure they send the bottle back to me because the bottle is the coolest thing about it to me.
You know what? You know, I've put all sorts of stuff here. And, you know, when Arthur B. passed, all the guests were given this picture at his funeral. And, you know, I keep this behind me. You know what else I keep? And you'll appreciate this. This is the hat that John Ogden had on his head the day he was drafted in New York. And this literally, there were only 10 of these that existed. Eddie Carroll had them. You remember old Eddie?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And I wound up with one of the hats. So I keep that, and I keep Arthur B. here. What do you keep other than the Super Bowl ring? I mean, what do your kids ask to see stuff or nothing like that?
So here's a cool thing. I don't know if you have time, but like,
I got all the time in the world for you.
So you know my house burned down, right?
I did know that.
Everything, a lot of things, I lost a lot. I lost a whole lot. And I kept things here in my office, memorabilia things. So that those survived. But the cool thing is that I'm noticing, and it is beautiful to see humanity, right? Because some of these fans have reached out to me that's known that my house burned down, and they're sending me stuff.
Oh my God, Eddie, beautiful.
So it's so cool. I got a laptop.
Please share.
I'm old school. So
share, please. So, yeah, that's all we're doing it this way. So in the old days, we couldn't do this on radio, right?
Yeah, so I got that.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, they sent me that, and it's cool. These people, they reach out, and I never even had this.
Oh, wow. I don't have the Wheaties box.
I know. I don't have it either. But now I do since my house burned down. And
then, Eddie, that's beautiful, man.
And then I got what I keep on my wall. I don't know if you can see that.
That's Baltimore Colts?
Baltimore Colts.
Nice. That's a 58 Colts. Look at you.
Yeah. So I have that, and then I have us, you know.
Oh, wow. You know who else has that picture behind him? Goose. When Goose did the show with me this week, that was the picture he did it in front of. And, you know, I had Marvin on. I was in Marvin's home. Marvin and I are very close. We spent some time together back in the fall. I went and visited Marvin. And I outed him, and I said, the only thing I would tell people that's on your wall is a Rod Woodson jersey. There's a big 26 on his wall.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we all have stuff. You know, this is from one of my dear friends here. Gave this to me, and he's a San Francisco guy. And I know you don't drink, but you go eat his food. Tommy's Mexican in Richmond. In the Richmond district. He's one of my dearest friends, and he made me this gift for my wife and I. And he's a tequila guy. So, you know, everything there is tequila and Tommy. So there's a San Francisco. So, you know, they're wonderful gifts. And I've seen the bottle of wine that they sent you. Here's where I'll leave this, Eddie. At some point, we're going to get a shot. We're going to unmask, like Kiss unmask. And we're all going to get together and celebrate the 20 years, you know, on behalf of Coach Billick and all we do here for the Living Classrooms Foundation and all you guys. It's just been... it's been a hell of a 20 years, and all. Here's the 20 more, right? I would
that's
say.
Right,
right?
That's right.
Well, if I find anything good with you on it, like you in a grass skirt fire dancing or something, I will send you some mementos if I find some goodies. Yeah. All right.
So we got this bobblehead, the Justin Tucker bobblehead, right? And then we had it. My son was like, "We have yours, and we have Tucker's." And then that's the game we won against the Browns. So now. He's our good luck memento.
Well, you know, Tucker's a Rofo guy, like your boy Haloti Nada, right? So you know what I mean? So you got to get some fried chicken in there. They're my sponsor as well.
All right.
Always doing the right thing. Eddie, how's your family? Everything good?
Doing good, man. Everyone's healthy and strong. So we're just pushing on through.
Give me a little piece of your faith, because I don't usually drag you into this like this, but in the weary world we're in right now, what keeps you grounded, you know, about – what you studied about the world, because you've been all over the world, helping people and talking to young people. This is a tough thing. And I talked to Brian Billick about this, you know, his grandkids trying to explain to a 7-year-old why people are climbing the Capitol like Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, you know, when it really comes down to it, right, it's, and I've said this back when I was, you know, in Baltimore too, is really just being good, right? It's serving other people. That's when it comes down when you no matter what religion you are, I believe, you know, I believe in Jesus Christ and all that, but when you strip everything down, it's just you want to try to help people rather than hurt people, you know.
Should feel good to help other people.
Yeah, and so that's what I try to teach my kids, is that, you know, anytime we have a chance to help somebody, you know, I'm always looking for ways. I'm always volunteering my son. My son will be right there. I'll take him, drop him off, but it's really just helping people. And if we get more people to do that, I think we're going to be all right.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's you've been helping me all these years. Never said no. You told me you'd fire dance if you won a Super Bowl, and you fire dance and you won a Super Bowl. And if you don't remember the parade, Eddie, I got about an hour and 6 minutes off of Flynn's float, so you can gather your kids and you can say, "Hey, kids, here's the video." That's so right, I'm putting it up. Right. Flynn just literally gave me permission because he sent it over. Because I said to him, "I'm like, look, I'll digitize." I did it the first. I mean, the minute I got it, like literally, Greg picked it up. Greg's a Raven fan. If he heard there was a Lost Parade video, he picked it up, took it out to Blue Rock, brought it back down here, and I'm literally, he Dropboxed it to me 3 hours later, and Flynn still hasn't seen it. So, you know, Kinsey Bowlwears hit, a lot of the wives have hit me because they heard that I digitized it. So I am going to release it on YouTube tonight for the 20th anniversary. When I got it in June, I said, you know, I'm going to sit on this until right around January 28th. Yeah. There'll be somebody like you with kids and wives and family that weren't a part of it or could, like, Ed, I came this close to quacking out. The only reason, I mean, Billy challenged my manhood again, you know? And he said, come on, you're only going to get one chance. Get on the float. And that's the only reason it exists. So yeah, right. It was sort of like the Holy Grail. It was like the lost, that's, you know, right, like the Raiders, man, of the Lost videotapes.
You found it. We got it.
I should have said Raiders, Ravens of the left. Right, hey, man, take care of yourself, Eddie.
Okay.
Teach the children well, all right?
I appreciate it, man. Fuck you.
Eddie Mulitalo checking in from down in Southern Virginia. He is teaching, coaching, learning, schooling, and doing good things. Just being good, being nice to people. That's what Ed Mulitalo does. And I literally had forgotten about the fire there. So send Ed some stuff. If you don't send it to me, send me a picture and then send it to Ed. Let Ed put it up in his office. Nasty at WNST.net finds me. If you want to find Super Bowl 35 memories, they're all up at our YouTube. They're up at Baltimore Positive. They're all over my social media. We're having fun. You know why? And I can hear David Modell in my ears because we won and we get to have fun with Silver Betty and the BOD.